Tom Kekka joins us on the Black Horse Pub post-game show.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yep, we're good. After a thrilling 2-1 win here in overtime over the visiting Grand Prairie Storm, Tom, you tie up the series at a game apiece. You guys a little bit robbed at the buzzer there, but you guys come out hard on the opening shift of overtime. How important was it to put that waved off goal behind you guys, come out hard, and try to jump on the Storm early, and you did just that 35 seconds in?
Well, you have to stay focused, and you know whether it was in or whether it wasn't is a bang-bang play. So really, you can't worry about it. The referees made their call. You just keep moving on. You can't worry about what happened 10 seconds ago. I think maybe it was lucky that it happened when it did, because had it happened, you know, had it been waved off for any other reason, there still would have been a minute or so. Now all of a sudden, your guys are a little bit distracted. So to be quite honest with you, I thought that the break came at a good time. You know, we told our players in the intermission here going into overtime is that somebody in the room is a hero. This is the reason why you play. Really appreciate the support. I mean, it was a great crowd. It was very loud. You know, I think you've got two really good hockey teams going at it. I give full credit to Grand Prairie the way that they're playing. They make it very hard to get to the front of their net. But I thought that we were resilient and relentless in the third period, and you just felt the tide. You felt it was going to come, and we get rewarded, you know, just by a little bit of hard work.
Tom, you just throw some pucks towards the goal, and that's how you get your two goals tonight. A long shot from Jared White to tie it, and then Brendan Stafford just spun and threw that puck on net. How important was it tonight after I felt you didn't really test Caden Lane a whole lot in game one to just kind of get pucks to net and try to get bodies there and bang away?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I don't think we tested him all that well tonight either. We have to do a better job of getting pucks and traffic to the net, make it hard. You know, his coaches, you use that. You know, you got to take his eyes away. You got to be there. And I think that on our forecheck, we're successful when we've got, you know, our F1 and our F2 hard on pucks. They tend to, you know, turn some pucks over. Our D-men were a lot more engaged in the offensive zone, which I like today. But really, to a man, and when you look at offensively, defensively, specialty teams, we were a lot better today than when we were yesterday. And I felt that this team has shown us all year that, you know, they have the ability to bounce back, and it shows that we've got some character and some leadership in that room. Players knew that yesterday wasn't their best effort, but we rectified that. Now, big picture, let's be honest, Grand Prairie accomplished what they wanted. They got their split. The onus now is on us to get into Grand Prairie and win at least one of those two games. So we'll start with hopefully, you know, continue on this momentum for game three, and we can try and get, you know, on a little bit of a roll.
Tom, you mentioned the specialty teams there. You guys tie the game. Jaden Leslie gets an unfortunate high-sticking penalty right after. How big did you see that penalty kill as for the team to settle down and do their roles and block shots and just kill that one off?
Yeah, you know, we score the goal, and you're telling the next line to make sure that we stay, you know, focused and stay composed. Again, you can't worry about what just happened. You can only worry about what's going to happen here. You know, our penalty killing has been solid all year. It starts with our goaltender, Chris Kerr. We knew that he's going to make that first stop. Now the onus is on our players to make sure that we clear any rebounds and don't give up any second, third opportunities. I felt that we did a very good job in the neutral zone, not allowing them to gain with a lot of speed, and they had to dump a lot of pucks. And the moment you make a team dump pucks, they've given up possession. So now it's a race, and I thought that we did a great job. You know, and you feel comfortable with our guys, whether it's Mo, Gable, Isaac, Whitey. You know, we've got a bunch of guys that kill. So, you know, it came at a great time. It allowed us to get settled, and we were able to, you know, win this one in overtime.
And Tom, you said your friend mentioned to you the playoffs must be coming when Jared White heated up. He's got goals in 9 of his last 12 games. And now, what is it about Jared that just makes him that perfect playoff player?
He's an honest player, and the hockey gods reward honest players. It's not a lot of dash, you know, style and dash with Whitey. He's like one of those on bubble hockey. He's like one of those guys. He just goes up and down his wing, and if you move him, he'll bang bodies and bang pucks. He's a tough son of a gun. He's very strong on his feet. We're very lucky to have him. He's been a great player for us this year, and you mentioned it. You know, you can tell playoffs he's played a lot better. That line was better today.
Yeah.
I thought Liam really struggled yesterday, but he picked it up. But again, you know, when you've got Jaden Leslie, who's your all-around guy, and Jared White, who's going to give you the energy, it not only, you know, helps the other four guys on the ice, it helps everybody on the bench as well.
Lastly here, Tom, as the series shifts to Grand Prairie for the next two games, just what will the focus and the message be to the group as you prepare for Game 3?
Again, the rink maybe a little bit bigger than ours, so that there's a little bit more room. It'll be about eliminating time and space. I mean, again, they like to stretch guys. They like to flip a lot of pucks. They're hoping for bounces, so we have to make sure that we not only fight to get on the right side of every battle, but we have to fight even harder to stay there. We can't give up odd man rushes. I hated our goal against, because we had four guys in the picture. Actually, we had five, and that was just overcommit on a back check. But you have to be aware, they're a good team. You know, those guys are slippery. They're elusive. But, the more we can take the game to the trenches and finish hits and slow them down, the better off we're going to be.
Tom, always appreciate the time, and congratulations on tying up the series. Best of luck in Grand Prairie.
Thanks a lot.